Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning and welcome to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, pastor at St. Mary Magdalene Parish, serving the communities of the East End, Homewood, Point Breeze, and Wilkinsburg sections of the city of Pittsburgh, and also the pastor at St. Benedict de Moore Parish in the Hill District. We have a very special show this morning about the essence of our identity centered in Christ. How do we love, live, and learn Jesus and put him at the center of all we are and all that we do? These are the most important questions we will ever answer. To inspire living faith, we all have to live and grow in faith. How do we go about doing this? And how do we help our teachers and our administrators on this journey so that they can guide our children and lead our schools in this mission? We have a very special guest this morning, Judine Indovina. She is the Diocese Director of Catholic Identity. Judine, welcome this morning to Catholic Education Plus.
Thank you, Father.
Thanks for coming back on my show. Sure. Now, Judine, you supervise the faith formation for 30,000 students in parishes and schools for the Diocese of Pittsburgh. Yes. And you also supervise the adult faith formation activities and catechetical leadership. Hard to believe that we're winding down the summer. We're now in mid-August, and that means we're gearing up for another school year just in a couple weeks. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about your background?
Sure, I'd love to. So I am a Pittsburgh girl, actually Beaver County, grew up in this area. I was gifted by God with two wonderful Catholic parents. They met teaching CCD, and here I am directing CCD for the diocese. They were faith leaders in their community their whole married life, and they were my first role models. Really inspired me to want to share the faith with others. And then I think another great influence in my life was Pope John Paul II, who, you know, lit a fire in my heart to evangelize. So I pursued degrees in both education and theology, and I'm finishing my doctoral studies at Duquesne now. So
great.
So pleased to be able to be empowered for the work that I do for the church.
So Catholic education is really in your heart and your soul.
Right. I've been blessed to teach in, I think, all the settings in our Catholic institutions, elementary schools, high school, parishes, adult faith formation. So in God's providence, I've been able to understand from within the workings of what we do to bring people closer to Christ.
It's so important. Now, the diocese has revamped the formation program for those who form children and teens in the parishes and schools, and just launching this January with our Catholic school teachers. You played an instrumental role in developing this program. How does this new program create a more intimate growth of faith, and why is it needed today now more than ever?
Sure. So in the last two decades, there have been a many number of studies nationally that have shown us that we are hemorrhaging our Catholics. And this is also common for all Christian denominations. But what is interesting is the research shows us that it's catechized adults and catechized young people that are leaving. So these it isn't those that just never learned their faith, but even those that did. So we have to ask ourselves, what are we doing wrong? Or maybe even better is, how do we do this right? So our new formation program has looked at the methodology that was standard everywhere in the 1980s, which was more of a lecture-based model, the delivery of a lot of doctrine all at once and making sure you cover all the four pillars of the catechism, and then, oh, you're certified. What we've learned is that our adults need space to grow into their faith. So we have a lot of people coming that maybe just graduated from college and they don't know their faith that well. So this model gives them a lot more space to walk through the process of being an inquirer, seeking, becoming intimate with Christ, and a maturing disciple, and then being sent out, which is the catechumenal model of the church, the gold standard for all formation.
So it's not so much reinventing the wheel, but just perfecting it and bringing it up to date instead of the stagnation.
Right. We still deliver doctrine. We never stop teaching the faith, but we give the individual, our teachers, our adults, space to wrestle with the mysteries of life, the mysteries of God, at a pace that is theirs, so that they don't feel like they're being fire-hosed with a lot of information, but more importantly, that they're really attuned to the voice of the Good Shepherd.
Oh, I like that idea, yeah. Now, there are tiers or steps to this model, and they begin with some beautiful words. First is called and embraced. I love that, called and embraced. It's about meeting the Son of God, our Savior, in a personal way. How does this work in the lives of our teachers to help them hear the call of Christ and then embrace Him personally and intimately?
So I'll give you the overview first. There are three phases or tiers for the formation program of our teachers, and they're progressive. So the first phase is called called, and the focus is on awakening to the voice of Jesus in their hearts and to come to know Him personally. Mm. The second is called embraced, which is, now that I've met Christ, I am ready to embrace Him and to allow Him to embrace me through a life of justice, goodness, virtue, a sacramental life, a life of spirituality. And then the third tier is sent, which is discerning your call uniquely in the body of Christ to serve the church and the world. So as for your question regarding how do we help them to hear the call of Christ, one thing that we have learned over the last 30 years most precisely is that people need community. They need to have relationship, and they need to build bonds of trust in a safe place. So we have inserted two programs in particular at the beginning of our teachers' experience of formation, which are Alpha and Christ Life, which are small group experiences surrounding a meal, a shared meal, where adults can explore the big questions of life and who Christ is together in a very close and comfortable setting. So through those programs, which have, there's no program that's an end-all and be-all, but statistically those two programs have been found to be extremely impactful for adults kind of looking at their faith with new eyes. So we invite them to participate in those at the beginning.
Yeah, I'm very familiar with Christ Life and Alpha. I had that at my former parishes, and really that's food for the soul, and it gets people excited and ignites their faith, and then they can go out and pass that faith on, especially to our youth and our young adults. And just like in anything in life, in any profession, you have to keep learning and growing with as things change. And so as with our faith, we never stop learning. It's not like, okay, you're done with high school or our religious ed, and then you're done and that's all you know about. It's a continuation even in our young adult and adult and even senior years. Would you agree?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So one of the things, the focus of the church in formation for the past 50 years has been on what we call catechesis, which is, what does the church teach and why? What we were not catching on so much was that maybe we are presuming that the person knows Christ and is comfortable with the church. So that's the part of pre-evangelization we were missing, and evangelization, which is meeting the Lord. So Christ Life and Alpha it helps people awaken to their community and also, most importantly, to Jesus Christ as a person. So those are the first two steps, being called and then embraced. And once a person has that strong friendship with the Lord, then their ears and their hearts are open to be catechized, which is the second tier of embraced, where we dive deeper into what does the church teach and why? And that includes a sacramental life, a life of spirituality, a life of morality.
Yeah, and I think in our very noisy world, because there's so much noise out there, we were just talking about that this morning when we came into the studio,
right.
You know, about how technology and the media and social media, how everything can be so noisy in our world. And you have to listen to the Lord, mm-hmm. and then hear it, and then you embrace it. And I like how you said, then once you call and hear it and embrace it, then you're sent out and to share that faith. And I think that's so important to keep those pillars, especially in with everything going on in our outside world, how it can be very distracting.
The reality is we have a lot of teachers and people in our pews and in get-go and in the supermarkets that are Catholic by name, but deep inside, there's something that doesn't feel right. And they're struggling. They don't want people to know they have this issue or this problem or this question. So giving people these steps to walk in before you give them a lot of doctrine gives them, recognizes their dignity as a person with a conscience and a mind, and allows them to grow. And that's such a gift. And mostly to put at the foundation, the one who is the rock, who is Jesus.
Absolutely. Well, we have lots more to talk about in our second segment to focus more on the sent part. So we'll take a break. You're listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Burke here on KDK Radio. Welcome back to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, pastor at St. Benedict de Moor Parish in the Hill District and also St. Mary Magdalene Parish in the East End. This morning, we are focusing on Catholic education and also our religious ed programs. And we had Judine Indovina, who is the director of Catholic Identity, with us. And Judine, we were talking right before we took a break about, before we dive into the second segment with the SENT program, about some extra programs that parishes offer. And when I was pastor at the former St. James Parish in Swickley, which is now Divine Redeemer, we did the Discovering Christ program with the parishioners. And I remember with the food and the fellowship, how that really invigorated the parishioners. Can you tell our listeners about the Discovering Christ program and the Alpha program? What's available for our parishes in the Diocese of Pittsburgh?
Oh, sure. So these programs have a history that goes back maybe 10 years. The diocese had starred them as very impactful experiences for adults to explore their faith in a communal setting, in a safe setting, in a shared setting. And so we've been promoting Christ Life and Alpha for a while. Mm-hmm. And now for teachers and parish catechists, we said, this is so great. Let's work this into our formation. So what makes Christ Life or Alpha different? I mean, we know historically your parishes might offer a class and you'd show up and you'd have somebody teach you maybe that one night or for the next several weeks. And it would be more lecture, delivery, informational. Christ Life and Alpha help people to, they begin with a meal. And there's just a period of sharing and getting to know people on a human level. In fact, those that go through the training are told, don't try to evangelize or catechize while you're eating, because that is evangelization, knowing each other, getting to know their family, what's going on in their lives. That's the foundation. So that melts hearts, and it's what we were made for. Then in the evening, it proceeds with a teaching that is very thought-provoking, usually through a video. There's time of prayer, and then there's small group breakout discussions with hard-hitting questions that really help adults think on a really deeper level and from an adult perspective on who is Jesus Christ, and if he is the Son of God, how does that change my world? Father, I'm wondering, did you participate in the Discovering Christ yourself as it was being
facilitated?
I did,
even as the pastor and as a priest. I was there, right there with my parishioners. And you're right, the food and the fellowship, that's, you talk over a dinner, mm-hmm. and then you get to know the people. It's not so much just a program. And that food and fellowship really plants the seeds of invigorating your faith. And then watching the different videos and the dialogue with each other, that was very helpful for me as a priest to be a participant. And it was fun because you're sharing a meal and you're learning more about the people, and it's right. developing the relationship.
Right. Yeah. And then what happens is people want to do more. Mm-hmm. So they finish and they say, well, let's start a women's Bible study, or I'm interested in this. Anybody else want to do this with me? And then you see a proliferation of small group communities, adults forming each other and growing, walking with each
Absolutely,
other.
Absolutely, yeah. And say, I want to join you, or this, I have this interest, or that. And it keeps, developing, catching on. And that's the whole
yes.
point of the program, is to get people excited.
So I would say about, I think it's about 75% of our parishes now have trained evangelization teams that can operate Christ Life or Alpha.
Wow.
Yes.
And I know in my parish at St. Mary Magdalene, we definitely want to do Christ Life again, hopefully
yes.
this fall.
We have scholarships too, by yeah. the way, if anybody's out there in Radio Land, to help our parishes cover the costs of the meals and the materials.
And it builds community in the parish too. People
yes.
that might see each other but don't know them by name, and then
yep.
a lot of nice little friendships develop, and that happens naturally
mm-hmm.
over food. So
sure.
now getting back to the Called and Embrace program, can you kind of recap briefly the beginning steps of the program, where our teachers are helped in their walk
yep.
of faith, meeting, and growing in the love with the Lord?
Of course. So the whole program, we didn't even mention this, is called Equip, and it comes from St. Paul's quote in Ephesians that says, our call is to equip the saints for ministry until all of us rise to the full stature of Christ. So it isn't about, again, pouring information into people's heads, but to allow the individual to grow in their relationship with Christ and then to become another Christ. Full maturity in the Lord. So there's three steps, as we had said, to this formation, which is the first step called, which is the opportunity to hear the voice of our good shepherd mm-hmm. inviting us to relationship with him and to know him personally, to be embraced by him, and in that embrace to say, yes, I want to live this Christian life. I'm committed to it. And then sent is, okay, I've met you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Now send me. What do you have for me to do? So that is the third and last step.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. And then to process that, then after they develop that, can you elaborate a little bit more?
Sure.
Sent?
Sure, of course. Mm-hmm. So when the learner comes to that third tier, they have the widest freedom to select from our library of workshops that they can either do individually at home on their computer or together in a group in their school or parish, and on a wide array of topics for ministry. Mm-hmm. So at that point, they're discerning, well, what is my call? Am I called to be a confirmation teacher? Am I called to do First Communion prep? Am I a music teacher in the high school and I just want to learn how to integrate faith and culture? So whatever their call is and where they're being sent, in that tier they can select the courses that will most enhance their ministry. And I might add, the focus theologically on that level is broader. So it's the family, the church, and the world. So that they're focusing out on ecclesiology, which is the theology of the church, the family as the basic cell of both the church and society, and then the world, social justice.
I like that idea. So just in the last minute and a half that we have, if somebody listening this morning is interested in learning about this program, where would they get more information?
Okay, so right now we have certification tracks only for our Catholic school teachers, all Catholic school teachers, and our parish catechists. For those folks, you would simply go to your principal or your director of faith formation for more information. Now, we have a generous grant that is availing our library of workshops, however, to all parishioners and anybody associated with any of the Catholic institutions in the Diocese of Pittsburgh for free. So if you're a mom at home, if you're you're single and you just want to learn more about how can I share the faith with others, you can access all the same courses for free, but you wouldn't be certified because there's a special process for those folks that are representing Bishop Zubik in an official capacity to deliver the faith. So for you, we haven't opened it up yet. It's the grant is there, but we're trying to get our teachers in place first. Sure. So that they're secure, and then we'll be advertising out through our bulletins and all our sources and media for the diocese on how anybody can start tapping into to equip and taking advantage of these wonderful programs, which, by the way, are sponsored by the Catechetical Institute at Franciscan.
That's great. So there's a lot of great potential for those listening. Wow. And as we gear up for another school year, here we go.
Yes.
Good. Judine Indovino, the Director of Catholic Identity, thank you for being with us this morning.
Oh, thank you. It's a joy.
We'll be back for the Plus segment. You're listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Burke here on KDK Radio. This week in our Plus segment, we are featuring the 20th Sunday in Ordinary Time. We are reading from the Gospel of St. Luke. Jesus warns his followers that he has come not to establish peace, but rather bring division. This obviously is something different. It's a different twist of what we normally would hear, a very calming and pastoral Jesus. But as Jesus approaches Jerusalem, he speaks for the third time of the coming and the passion. In the first reading from Jeremiah, a prophet, as a prophet, his life is in danger. He's thrown into a cistern, and their people are complaining about Jeremiah's preaching, that he's unpatriotic and a traitor. And the Lord comes to Jeremiah through a Cushite, and the king reverses his orders, and his life is then saved. In the second reading from Hebrews, Jesus is the perfect model of faith for those who believe in him. And the author of Hebrews reminds that the baptized, that they're committing their life to Jesus, that it will also entail some suffering and pain. So to be a prophet, to be a follower of Christ, means that sometimes life will not be easy. There will not be smooth sailing. And not to have fear, but to keep the faith. And as we are now in the middle of August and towards the end of the summer season and winding down and getting ready for school, let us not have fear, but let us keep the faith. We'll see you in 2 weeks. Thank you for listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Burke here on KDK Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.